Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk. So anywho, I am blessed to be able to be here live for a little bit over maybe 40 or so minutes, and then I'll be moving about while on the line. I know this is a season of time where there are multiple things going on. This is a federal holiday weekend. Juneteenth will be celebrated on the 19th, on Monday. And I was at the White House for the first ever Juneteenth celebration on the White Lawn. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is being a part of history. So it was wonderful to be there. The grandmother of Juneteenth, Opal Lee, is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So we are proud as an organization to be able to celebrate and uplift her work. And additionally, she was there for that celebration at the White House this week, but she asked me to walk with her and some other dignitaries and special guests down in Dallas-Fort Worth. So Booker, we got stood up. Eyes are coming. So I'm looking forward to being there and being a part of that walk. It's raising money for some of the efforts that she is still doing. 91 years old. God bless her. I pray that I have my right mind and able to move about and have all my bling still on in my ninth decade here on the planet. So looking forward to that. And for those of you that are observing Juneteenth, a lot of the country is just getting an understanding about what Juneteenth is. And, you know, my prayer is that the education process continues in our schools. We're already battling so many states that are trying to remove and ban books about our history and remove opportunities for diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging. What a time we're living in, where our foremothers and forefathers fought for the very rights that they are aiming to dismantle. But not on our watch, because we are going to be actively engaged in a summer of action, not only in my sorority, but across all of D9, that we can lift our voices up. That's what we were founded for, not just looking beautiful in our respective colors and shields and letters, but how we effectuating change and being the leaders of the change movement across this country, honoring the visionary founders that each of us had. So continue to keep me in prayer as I lead Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, all of our auxiliaries and chapters across the globe. It's an honor to serve, and God sure has a sense of humor on how he'll set you up for things that you didn't quite have on your to-do list, but he did. So to God be the glory. I also had a wonderful fellowship with Brother Ben Crump and his wife earlier this week. He was being honored locally in New York. We had connected a while back, but his wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So he was extra excited that as she was able to travel up, we could connect. And I just asked the family to cover him in prayers. You know, when you have a righteous cause and you're speaking up and speaking out against the ills and the societal challenges and ills of the world, there's some not so nice people that will say and threaten and do. But I told him he covered under the blood. He's one of God's children, and God is covering him and keeping him. There's some things that we're going to be working on together. So just keep the family in your prayers. You know, when those of us who say yes to leadership are in these various roles, it also includes our family. Our families being able to deal with the demand from the public eye and all of the other commitments and stretching that goes on. It's not just the individual, it's the family. So keep their family in prayer as you do mine. And, you know, covering my husband and my children, my parents, siblings, you know, cousins, it's a lot. And I just give God praise for the covering that he provides to those who are in leadership at various levels that requires so much pouring out and what that does to the family. And I want to say happy Father's Day to everyone that is a father by giving birth to a child and, you know, your portion in that. You know, the mothers, I know we actually deliver them, but you have to participate or there would be no child. So happy Father's Day to each of you. But I'm also sensitive to the fact that some people have never had a relationship with their father, don't know their father, or their father has transitioned and no longer here. So, you know, my cautions every time a holiday arises that we check on those who might be going through difficulty with the public displays of love and affection and celebrations, and they might not have the same in their life. And a special shout out to the super dads. Who are the super dads? The super dads are the ones that are doing it on their own, right? For whatever circumstance and reason, they're raising their children. They're stepping up to the plate and making sure that their kids are nurtured and loved and supported and celebrated. And I want to celebrate my dear brother, D. Jason Hodge, who's doing an incredible job with my four nephews and just giving them a real solid foundation of knowing who God is in their life and giving them the space and the freedom to explore all of their talents and how those talents show up in the world. So for those of you who might be father figures and you've stepped in as godfathers or uncles or just supporting the village, thank you, because young boys, young men need to see examples in older men on how to become a man. As much as mothers can nurture and love, there is a space and time where that young man has to get that next level of understanding and growth from an elder in their community, that if it's not their father, it's their grandfather, it's their uncle, but certain things can't be passed down from a mother to a son that can be passed down from a father to a son or a father figure. So praying for and celebrating all of you who step in and fill the gap in so many ways that are needed, because there have been so many examples of breaking down the family unit, the threat to supporting, especially men of color, that it's important for us to celebrate and to just cherish those who are standing as beacons and then provide support for those who need help to show up better. For mothers who might not have made it in a relationship with the father of their children, to be able to co-parent amicably, to put the kids first and set aside feelings that you might have with the person that you are co-parenting with. All these little things have a lot to do with the psyche of how we're developing young men of valor for tomorrow. So don't know why I went down that path, but whoever that needs to bless, let it bless you. I'm a mother of two young kings, and as much as I love my sons and probably spoil them, as people would say, but then again, only milk spoils. You can't spoil kids, you just love them. As much as I love them, they need their father to be able to instill and transfer certain things to them. So just keep that in mind and check on those who might be struggling. A couple of my friends recently lost their fathers, so it's a difficult holiday. So just conscious of how we show up, that we're always intentional and that we're always thinking on the things of others. That's what God intends for our lives. And once again, happy graduation to all of those who are graduating. A lot of the college and post baccalaureate graduations were happening in May. We're moving into a lot of the high school graduations happening in June, and just all kinds of celebrations for those who are achieving their next level of academic success and moving into careers or making decisions to go into the armed forces or to develop a trade. Whatever it is that they are doing, we want to celebrate and know that it's about the commitment to the finish line. Whatever it is that you commit to, just commit to doing it and seeing it all the way through so that the village can support and celebrate you. Additionally, I can't believe we're here in June. So we're going to be releasing some of the information around Faithpreneur Weekend 2023. So we're excited because this year it's going to be a lot of launch of new. So our in-person opportunity is going to be a limited VIP that you will be able to hear more about and also tune in with some unveiling with the Faithpreneur Network. So just excited about it coming together, not necessarily on my timeline, but clearly on Jesus's timeline. But what he has in store and how he's laying it out, I'm sure you all will be equally as excited. So more to come on that. Just make sure you stay connected with us at destinydesignersuniversity.com. And I have a special opportunity for my Faithpreneurs who are speaking. If you are building your platform and you have a voice and want to get some additional exposure, our partnership with Speakers Magazine is allowing for a few features in the next next issue that will be coming out highlighting the Faithpreneur Weekend 2023. So there is an investment, a small investment for that opportunity. And if that is something that you are interested in, it's first come, first serve, which is to make sure that you do have a viable platform that can be featured and you're going to get the co-marketing with Speakers Magazine as well as Faithpreneur Magazine that'll come from that. So I just wanted to share that in community. And if you are interested, you will get a link. For those of you that are on the conference line, you can send an email to... As a matter of fact, don't even send the email because we're not going to make this too public. It's limited space and working with Dr. Pam Perry on it. You can just send a text and I'm going to give everyone a text number, whether you're on the conference line or you're in Clubhouse. You can just text Speakers Magazine to 347-395-2903. That's 347-395-2903. And just put Speakers Magazine and we'll know that you're interested in that feature. And we will send you the private link for you to be able to follow through on that investment and marketing opportunity. So once again, text 347-395-2903. And that is for those of you in the community who are speakers or you offer something that is relatable to the speaking platform and industry, and you would like to be featured in Speakers Magazine with a cross promotional opportunity in the Faithpreneur Magazine. So this is a major marketing opportunity for those of you who are ready and have the capacity to do that. And then lastly, we are still building out our angel investors for the Faithpreneur TV network. We have about seven more slots that will be used, and you'll, you know, be able to find out about some of the perks that come with it. But if you want to partner with us as we continue to grow this network, you can go to the Sower Circle page on destinydesignersuniversity.com and make your contribution there. And the minimum contribution for the inner circle is $1,000, and it goes up from there in different tiers. So I'm just excited about all the different ways that we get to partner, but nothing happens without the resources to make it happen. And for those who have found value and you know what it is that we provide as the only training and development, multimedia training and development platform for Faithpreneurs, I'm looking forward to connecting and working with you in the vineyard, bringing more to the table as we are still on our mission and goal of creating 1 million cash flow Faithpreneurs by 2025. So that's our bold and audacious goal. So I think those were the main things before I get into teaching, and I'm going to do that early because I will have to be moving around. But Jesus has been waking me up with multiple downloads this week and just some closeouts as the Faithpreneur Weekend experience will be where we unveil volume 2. So you'll get information on that with that book signing and some of the other pieces that we're adding to the Faithpreneur Weekend Experience 2023. And I'm going to go to a scripture that we have talked about over and over for the obvious reasons. This is Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. Destiny Designers University is the training and development platform for faithpreneurs. And who are faithpreneurs? Faith-based entrepreneurs and faith-based professionals looking to add additional resources and options to their personal economy, but ultimately building our businesses and our platforms with a fidelity to God, being unapologetically profitable by learning how to leverage relationships, resources, and revenue, moving from that emerging faithpreneur to establish faithpreneur to empowered faithpreneur so that you can leave an inheritance for your children's children. And every part of this process requires the faith to move in the direction that God is calling you to. This is not a race. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. It's the consistency. It's the continued development that creates a successful entrepreneur, which is now what we have been able to coin and own, a faithpreneur. And we can tell the whole world about it, that you can be profitable in Christ, that you don't have to take some vow of poverty because you love Jesus. How else can you help other people if you don't have the resources to do it? And Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So why does the word of God tell us that without faith, it is impossible? You can't please God if you aren't able to believe what you can't see. Somebody gonna get that a little later, probably at dinner time. You cannot please God without the capacity to believe what you can't see. Because for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So you have to believe that God is real. Can we start there? Can we just say that it's a choice? Not everyone chooses to believe that God is real. We're all God's creation, but we're not all God's people. Not everybody is going to say yes to God. Not everybody is going to believe that God's word is true and it will never return unto him void. That is something that is a choice. And in making that choice and understanding that choice, we are able to grow our faith. So believing that he is, God rewards those who diligently seek him. So when you break that down, what's diligently? That means that you're building your relationship on a continuous basis with God. It's not, all right, I'll go to church, you know, once a month, or I'll go to church on the holidays. Like I'll give him a good praise on Easter, and then I'll come back again on Christmas. It's a constant development of your faith muscle as you grow each and every day. So it's a daily walk. You're not just waiting until the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call to get a scripture or to go in prayer. It's a part of your daily habits, just like brushing your teeth, taking a shower. It is developing your time and your relationship with God. And that is how you diligently seek him. So it's an ongoing, continuous opportunity to approach the throne of grace. So God gave me another formula. And those of you who've been with me for a while, you know, I have a couple of formulas that I teach on and that I train on. And he gave me another one. And I said, oh, Jesus, this is juicy. I can't wait to share it on the prayer call. And I'm glad that I'm able to sit and do it in the studio before I'm on the road. So get a pen, get a piece of paper, invite somebody to the room. If you haven't shared the room, drop your comments in the chat. I don't always get to see it, but we praise God that the team is here. We have Minister Boyd here today. We have Dr. Smile. We have DJ Jason Hodge in the Clubhouse Street. Our wealthpreneur, Carmen Herrera, is here with us in spirit because she's managing another commitment this morning. And those of you that are on the conference line, this was all an opportunity for you to grab a pen. So here is the formula. Belief plus action equals faith. And you're like, duh. Yeah, belief plus action equals faith. But here's how God's been breaking down that understanding, because there is a certain language of faith. He's been teaching and downloading so many nuggets. PLC McKinney and I have been talking about this language of faith, this opportunity to build your relationship with God in a way that it doesn't make sense to somebody who has not believed that God is real. Let's go back to the scripture. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So if you're trying to use your rational, analytical, critical thinking mind, your brilliant self, to understand God, it's an epic fail, boo. Because God is revealed, and he's revealed as a result of you diligently seeking him. That's how he rewards you. So what strengthens your belief? How are you able to walk in that knowing that there really is a God, that there wasn't some explosion that brought us on planet Earth and put the other planets in the sky, that God spoke and created what we see, that God is the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And holding on to that belief is going to be tested. So don't get, you know, all kind of, well, I don't understand how this is happening. I came to Jesus. I gave him my life. I got baptized, and I'm still getting afflictions and persecutions. And that's how this thing works. We in a fallen world. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. So don't get it twisted that just because you believe, you won't get attacked. You won't go through situations. Your belief won't be tested, because that little minion will try to come up in your ear and have you focus on what seems like it'll take you out. So that's the distraction. The distraction, hint, hint. Some of this you'll get when in volume two. The distraction is doubt. That's the next level. This is a whole nother level from where the volume one took you in the understanding and the organizing of how to take action despite the distraction. As you diligently seek him, they're higher levels. So the distraction now becomes doubt, because the enemy wants you to get off your faith muscle. He wants you to stop believing. So he's going to plant seeds of doubt. Oh, there's no way that can happen. That don't make any sense. Do you see your bank account? Do you see where you live? Do you see what's happening in this situation? There's no way that's going to work. That doesn't make sense. That's not rational. That doesn't add up. And if you allow the enemy to plant a seed of doubt in your mind, it's going to take root. And then you're unable to focus on the God that can do the impossible. You're unable to focus on what Luke 1:37 says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible, because you're so caught up looking at what seems impossible and listening to the seeds of doubt that have been planted in your mind. So how do you strengthen that belief? You need the scripture. That's why God said to bring his word back to him. Why are we bringing his word back to him? Because his word can never return unto him void. So when you open up your mouth and you say, no, you a lie. I think it's Jacqueline Carr's song, You Will Win. She said, whatever he said, I know it's the opposite. He a liar. He's not going to get me. You're going to win. And these lyrics to the songs that we sing uplift our spirit, because we're fighting against the wiles and the trickery of the enemy. We are spirit beings having a human experience. So our spirit gets lifted when we read the word of God, when we bring his word back to him and we say, hey, Lord, check this out. You said you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you, and I'm diligently seeking you, and I'm claiming my reward. Lord, you said that It is impossible to please you without faith, and my faith is in you. I know you're going to pull me through. Lord, you said you are my salvation. Lord, you said, if I look unto the hills, so whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So you just remind him about what he said. And as you bring his word back to him, you get stronger and stronger. As you repeat the word of God, it lifts your spirit. It's almost like, what is that character in Marvel Comics? I think it's Iron Man. When he starts getting dressed and it's like all the pieces of the armor start like clinging to him and cling, 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 cling. All I can see in my head is the clinging. That's how the word of God, in my analogy, clings to you. When you start speaking the word, there's another piece of armor that comes on. When you start shouting the word, another piece of armor comes on. And as you build that armor around you, you can walk boldly in the revelation of what God has called you to do. Because if you just look at the information that's around you, oh, it look real hopeless. You throw your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care. But when you are putting on the full armor, that's the word of God that starts to build and strengthen your faith. And then the prophetic word takes it to another level, because God will send a witness. God will send someone to pray with you and for you, to share with you a vision and a glimpse into the future, the promise of what God has for you. Because when you're in the middle of the mud, you like, Jesus, can we have a conversation on the bench? Because I don't really know what's going on. But he will send the prophetic word to strengthen your spirit, to have you hold on and say, don't give up now. I know it looks terrible. I know it looks like there is no way that this can work. I know it looks like the Faithpreneur Weekend Conference can't go on because there is no internet. But hold on. Just hold on, because I'm sending somebody. I'm sending deliverance. I'm sending my activation of your faith. Ooh, Jesus, this is good to me. So when you are able to hold on to that prophetic word and you believe the word of the prophet, you believe what God is speaking, that sends another level of activation. And that's the action that you're taking that equals your faith. So not only do you need to believe it and strengthen that belief, and you strengthen that belief through God's word and his scripture, you strengthen that belief through the prophetic word that he will send in your life. You strengthen that belief by diligently seeking him so that he can reveal himself to you. So you're not just relying on the facts or the information around you, but the revelation of who God is. And then you can start praising him in advance. So it's not only the ability to ask, because he said, ask for what you want, ask and seek, right? Knock and the door shall be opened. But then to start to praise him for doing it, praise him for it already being done, praise him for what you cannot see, but you believe will happen, because our faith overrides the facts. Oh, Jesus. So belief plus action equals faith. And when we are able to take that action, the angels start working overtime on our behalf, because we're believing. When I stood in the Queensboro Hall, Helen Marshall Hall, when we were launching Faithpreneur Weekend 2021, and there was still no internet, everybody looking at me like I'm half crazy. Like, how are we still moving forward? People are about to be online. Folks were coming in the building. I'm like, I don't know how you're going to work it out, but Jesus will work it out. And as the young man that was coming with what ended up being a souped up iPhone that ended up powering the whole hybrid conference, I was holding on to faith, because I believed the word of God. I believed the prophetic word that came that said all will be well. I believed the vision of seeing myself on that stage in victory. I believed what God said to me, and my belief activated the action that equaled the faith that powered the conference. Ooh! I need to play that soundbite back for myself. So I have to remind myself that every level, as I'm going through my own level of new heights in my belief, it takes new heights of action to activate activate the faith journey on a different level. I don't know who's hearing me today, but if this is blessing you, go ahead and shout now and give God the praise wherever you are, because I'm on a whole nother trajectory. As God was speaking and dealing with me this morning, I was just praising him and thanking him. I'm like, Lord, this is the capstone. Ooh, wait till y'all see what I write about this in volume two, the capstone of my faith journey. We are going through different levels of elevation of our faith. Faithpreneurs is not just about the business concept, ideas, real estate, investment, nonprofits that you're building. It's about the testimony of faith that you are sharing with those who are watching your development. It's not haphazard. It's not blind faith. We're not just like throwing something up in the air, waiting for it to stick. We are praying diligently, seeking God, and he is ordering our steps. This is my assignment. I know who I am, right? I didn't always know who I was. I was just operating, trying to be a little timid, like, okay, well, you know, God will. And, you know, I just bless God that I can do. The devil wanted me to be low. The devil wanted me to be timid. The devil wanted me not to be as bold as you've seen me over these last couple of years, because that interrupts his plan to try to destroy the spirit of God's people, but not on my watch. Oh, and I know what it feels like to be at your last. I know what it feels like to look around and every single thing that you are facing is contrary to the promise. It's like, wait, what is happening? How is God giving me this prophetic word? How is God telling me that this is my future, that this is the plans that he had for me, and I'm sitting in the middle of the lion's den? How this work, Jesus? But the formula reminds you of how the process unfolds. Belief plus action equals faith. So if you are a faithpreneur, you not only have to believe, you have to strengthen that belief with the tools that God has given you to be able to stand when you've done all that you can do. You know my famous line. Okay, check this out, Jesus. I don't even know how this is going to work. I'm going to bed. You wake me up in the morning. You tell me what to do because I don't got it. I don't got it. And I keep telling him, you still want to use me? You know that there's some situations that I'm a piece of work, Lord. You still want to use me? But clearly, that is his desire. And my soul says yes. And what he will have me do, I will do. And what I have to bear, because after you suffered a while, I'm about to throw my phone. Let me calm myself down here, because I'm having myself my own good little Holy Ghost moment right now. Just thanking him for the revelation of who he has called us to be. And you don't get to that revelation without diligently seeking him. You don't get to that revelation without believing that he is. And when we look at it, then we have to laugh like, wait, I'm stressed out over X, Y, and Z. And God is the author and the finisher of my faith. He can do anything. There's nothing that he can't change in an instant, that he can move mountains. He can create favor, resources, whatever we need. And I'm limiting myself to my human capacity, that there's no way this can work out because it doesn't make logical sense. It doesn't make analytical sense. What's wrong with me? Where they do that at? That's how you have to check yourself as a faithpreneur, that you're not moving according to what conventional wisdom would say. You're moving according to the Holy Spirit and the revealed word of God that strengthens your belief and that allows you to act, and that action builds your faith. I hope this blesses you, because that's where God has me right now. When you say deep calleth unto deep, I'm out in the deep. Trust and believe, I'm out in the deep with Jesus on a couple of things. And when you get there is when you realize that it's no strength of your own, that it is all God, because God will get the glory. God will get the praise. He will give you the victory, but the victory gives him the praise, right? And he will never see the righteous go begging bread. He will not allow for the enemy to defeat his children. And we have to remind ourselves of that, because if we sit with the distraction of doubt, if we sit with just looking at the pressure of what's around us, then we take our eye off the God who cannot fail. and reminding yourself over and over again, God cannot be defeated. God cannot lie. So what he said he will do, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, victory comes from God. Woo, my soul is on fire. All right, what time is it? Lord Jesus, you done got me stirred up, Lord. I was just going to say a few words and then let a fellowship start. But I pray that it blesses you today. Meditate on Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, not may believe, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I'm calling down my rewards today. I have a couple of situations that I need Jesus to show up and show out. So I am touching and agreeing with those of you that are seeking his face for something, whatever that thing is, that we're going to believe. And that's where the declarations come in to strengthen the formula that I gave you. So when you declare and decree a thing, it's another level of your opportunity to see the hand of God move in your life. So today is all about declarations. Today, as you open up your mic to tell us where you're calling from and what you're grateful for, I want you to decree the victory that you need in your life. I don't want you going off topic today. Today is a declaration of victory day. Today, Saturday, June, what date is it? 17th? June 17th, Saturday, June 17th, we are declaring and decreeing victory. We are declaring and decreeing healing. We are declaring and decreeing financial breakthrough. We are declaring and decreeing mental health wellness. We are declaring and decreeing healing and forgiveness. We are declaring and decreeing victory. I want you to declare. I want this room to be a declaration of victory today. So when you catch yourself about to slip in to, well, this has been happening and, oh, pray for me because such and such. Not today. Today, we're thanking God for what he has already done. The thing that you cannot see, but you believe that it will be. Ooh, that was a good one, Jason. We got to write that one down. The thing that you cannot see, but you believe it will be. This is a room of declaration. I am declaring and decreeing the financial victory for all the funding of what we're about to do and launch for Faithpreneur 2023. I'm declaring and decreeing victory over every illness in my family for those who are going through ups and downs and challenges. I'm declaring and decreeing that the healing angels are visiting them right now. I'm declaring and decreeing the right partnerships and sponsorships that will come forth as I build this work for Christ. I want you to start declaring and decreeing your victory today. That's what today is about. We're going to pray for whatever challenge, whatever situation you're facing. We're going to leave that at the cross. And today we are declaring and decreeing victory. So you think about what you need to speak over. You think about what you need to call forth that may not be, but you're going to call it as it is. Don't go into no other lanes and lines. I don't want to hear that today. Today's a different day. Today is a decree of victory day. So as you introduce yourself, as you share your name and where you're calling in from, what you're grateful for, the next thing coming out of your mouth is what you are decreeing and declaring in victory, what you are trusting and believing God for, because you're utilizing the formula. You understand the power in belief plus action equals faith. And remembering that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we want the sweet aroma from this room to be a room of pleasing him by declaring and decreeing the victory in every single area of our lives. We already know about the distraction of doubt. We are stepping on the head of the enemy. We are plucking out those seeds of doubt, and we are just going to be wild and crazy enough to believe that God is going to see us through. Woo! I got to run, but if I run, then everything shut down in here. Let me calm down. Let me go to the phone lines. Who is ready on the conference line? Star 1, tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you are grateful for, and what you are decreeing today. Hold on 1 second, Valerie. You are live, and I just realized. No. It's not your fault. I'm so excited, Valerie, that I didn't connect you, so no one can hear you. Hold on. I'm trying to get the connection to make sure, because I'm on Holy Ghost fire right now. Valerie, pray for me. I'm trying to get the cord, child. It's coming. It's coming. Hold on, family, because Valerie is about to give her testimony. 1 second. Oh. Here's the cord. I done pulled the cords out. All right, Valerie, you good to go. They can hear you now, sis. Go ahead and start your testimony.
Okay, good morning. This is Valerie Atlee from Brooklyn, New York. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for today. And I'm grateful for God in my life. And I'm grateful for Dr. Stacy Grant and her ministry today that I heard. It empowered me. And I just thank God for my association with Dr. Stacy Grant for the time. And I'm thankful for God for Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers. My father has gone on. He passed away when we were a young child. But his love has always surrounded me. So I thank you, Dr. Stacy Grant, for your spiritual wisdom. God used you. Thank you. Thank you for your excellence, Dr. Stacy Grant. I have to say that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I'm hoping everybody heard you. I don't know what is going on with the system, but thank you for that. Thank you for following the instructions. We declaring and decreeing, Valerie, and thank you for being here with us. That's right. That's right. Well, God bless you, my love, and thank you. Thank you so much for being here. You've been riding with me for years. We going on, I done lost count. How long we been here? 14, 15 years? I don't know. But we just been here for Jesus.
Correct.
And I just thank God for his blessing and for you being a blessing to the community. So God bless you, my love. And let me see if there's anyone else on the conference line. Okay, my love. All right. Anybody else on the Thank you. Anyone else on the conference line before I jump to Clubhouse? Okay, those lines aren't open. I'll keep it here before I move into the next. I done did something. Lord, don't tell Bishop on me. That's what PLC calls my husband. Don't tell him I done did something in the studio. I don't know what I did. But we here on the conference line for those who are here. And let me jump over to Clubhouse because I haven't even looked over there. I hope I connected that right. My brother, the Jason Hodge, can you hear me over there in the Clubhouse?
We can hear you.
Okay.
You connected everything right. We heard Valerie as well.
I don't know what is happening. I can like hear you, but I did something. Lord, y'all pray my strength. I'm gonna figure it out so that I can hear, because I'm not hearing you all in the studio. So let me just check on what's going on here. It says it's connected and I can hear. And if you can hear and y'all can hear, hopefully y'all heard me. The devil is lying.
Yeah, we're
trying to
you.
Shut me up. I'm gonna figure out what's going on in the studio. But as long as everybody else can hear everybody, that is good. Jason Hodge, I'm gonna let you kind of walk us through who is in the room, and I'm going to transition to my car. So I will be here listening in, family, for as long as I can before my next commitment. But be encouraged. Remember the rules for today. Your name, where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what you're declaring and decreeing. That's all we focused on today, is declaring the victory in Jesus' name.
All right. And I'm going to send an invite to everybody who's in the audience who'd like to pop on up. And while I'm doing that, Minister Boyd, you are up.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you're calling in from. I am grateful to be in the land of the living, which means I got some use for my enemy, and he's a defeated foe, and I'm decreeing that I will have victory in my house today relative to some organizational things in Jesus' name, and I'm standing pat with the vision of the Faithpreneur just everything they do. I'm just going to put it like that and put it all under a capsule, but just praying that every dollar is that's needed for August is already done in Jesus' name. And just love you all and sending out blessings.
Thank you, Mother Gwen. I had to tune in from the other side because I don't know what I'd have messed up here. But thank you, because the financial breakthrough and doors opening that's going to provide some additional resources for everyone in the community, that's my prayer. The closeout today, if I have an opportunity to play it, but Jason, you might have to cue it up for me, is bless me. Kirk Franklin and Maverick City, that's my prayer every day. I said, how they done took my prayer and made a hit song, Jesus. I need some royalties from it. But that is exactly what we're doing, Mother Gwen. Thank you for staying and being on the wall, praying for God to do what he does. And Dr. Roz, D. Jason Hodge, thank you all for just making sure that this space stays open as we continue to lift up the word of praise from God. It's not about me, but what he does through me. And yes, I have a lot of jobs. Clearly, I'm Jamaican. Don't hate on all of my talents and my skills, honey.
It's proper
West Indian. It's proper. Lima bean. So, we got work to do out here in these streets. Yo, it ain't nobody.
I don't got my seat out.
Lord have mercy. Lord. Oh, it's fire. I woke up.
Like that. You gonna go like that, huh?
Absolutely. I'm gonna buff up the devil today. I'm gonna shut him down. I'm gonna use one machete and cut him.
Oh my God.
This is awesome.
Oh, it's on. It's on. Look, the devil done pissed me off, and I said it. Yeah. It's on and popping. What? He thought he could silence me. He thought he could stop me. No, it's on in the Holy Ghost. You hear me? You hear me? Exactly. Wait, let me go get my horns. All right, I'm going to behave. Y'all pray for me, because I'm calling down my deliverance. I know about y'all, but I'm calling it down in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to beat myself. I'm going to beat myself and behave.
Oh, goodness. All right, Minister Boyd, you're up.
Come back to me, brother.
All right, good stuff. Okay, Dr. Roz, you're up.
Next, we're going to follow that. Oh, my gosh. This is so good. I put my decree. I decree and declare to remain in formula position of belief and action that equals my faith, and be pinpoint accurate that my victory is filled with great treasures of unshakable confidence who has created me. And this is so good. This is Dr. Smile, a.k.a. NC Roz, Dallas, Texas. Doc, you know, I'm glad I'm a faithful mirror, because I would have felt some kind of way you call that Booker. So, Booker, I'm going to see you when we see Dr. Stacy on Monday.
yes, Roz. That's to all my Dallas Fort Worth family. I'll be up in the building. Looking forward.
And me and Miss Dion was trying to have this Opal on today to surprise you. And I wasn't sure. I said, you know what? She's Zeta. I think the Zeta's done fixed that schedule. Yeah, she's just been running, so she ain't been able to tell us. But hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you set fire, just so you know, on the June 17th in Rick Warren's Open Door, it said, God brings new life out of fire. Out of fire. And Daniel 3:23 says, praise be to God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied in the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own.
So you know how I feel when it's always on point in my private study that for you, little sister, when you come in and just confirm whatever we've been going through. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, most cherished. Me and Uncle Vinny celebrated 32 years, and we're going to work on the rest until the Lord comes. I yield my mic, and y'all have a God amazing day, but know that I always have a voice. Love you.
Love you, too, and happy anniversary. All right, look, we getting these declarations going. Jason, back over to you. You know I'm moving around.
Well, you know, y'all, we all win with the bad Negro. Right?
It's that rag, me, Shaq. Negro, I get. Oh, it's on up in here today. All right, Jason, go ahead.
Hey.
We cutting up.
We got Darren in the house. Darren, mic is yours.
Ooh, I'm all stirred. I'm all stirred up. So, Dr. Stacey, since you talk about victory today, this is only a suggestion that we might like for the file here, play Victory by Yolanda Adams. Again, that's just a suggestion. Since we talk about victory today, why not do Victory by Yolanda Adams? Anywho, this is Darren Smith, for people who don't know, not that many, from Baltimore, Maryland. Actually, I'm right now in Washington, D.C. I was trying to hook up with Uncle Joe, but he didn't know I was coming, so he's probably not home. I think I know I'm talking about Joe Biden. Anyway, I'm grateful for life, God in my life, our family, friends, colleagues, associates, good health and strength. Well, I got a roof over my head, even though I'm not home. Little food to eat. And today, from Bible studies, we were talking about obedience. Now, I don't know about most of y'all, but that was a little challenge for me in my earlier years. We're not going to talk about that right now. But so the scripture is...
Mm-hmm, because you're about to declare. Remember, today's about declaration, Darren. Remember, we staying on topic today. We
yes,
talk
ma'am,
about
yes,
what
ma'am.
We declare.
Yes,
all right.
Philippians 2... Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 15, which says, wherefore, my beloved, as you obeyed, not even as my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things, let me say again, people in the back, all things without murmuring and disputing, like me, and that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of God, in the midst of crooked and perverse nations, among whom ye shine light in the world. I'm putting it in a chapter again. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 15. My victory today is I'm here. So the world is, I'm trying to put all of it in the context. But I'm declaring I'm here today. So anybody who's out there trying to get me, y'all in trouble. That's it, y'all in trouble. Anybody trying to get to me, y'all in trouble because I'm... The master over upstairs, he got me covered. So anybody trying to get to me, y'all in trouble.
Amen. You declaring covering. All right. The covering and the victory. Go on, Darren. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, keep the same move. I'm going to be here for a minute because I got to check out at 12 o'clock. So I'm going to hang around for a minute. Love y'all.
Good stuff. All right. We got Shepherd Gina in the house. Shepherd Gina, mic is yours.
Hi, good morning. I am Chef Regina. I hail from New York City, Boogie Down Bronx in particular. My victory is family and restoration in my family. And I declare and decree this day that I will be obedient to work the harvest that God has assigned me to. That's what I declare and decree.
Ooh, love it.
Good stuff. All right, we got Lakeisha Mosley in the house. Mike is yours, Lakeisha.
Amen. I'm so loving the conversation here. Definitely us communing together in the Lord Jesus Christ. Definitely just loving myself and always understanding that when I continue to love myself, it evolves and continues on, and other people will catch on to it and begin to understand the love for themselves as well. I decree and declare that I never forget the reason of my purpose and passion moving forward ahead, and any struggles and things that I went through, it is a declaration for me to heal and definitely preserve, to understand that others need to be healed and preserve themselves too. I give all God and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ for my healing, for my clarity and understanding of my call and purpose, and definitely for me moving forward ahead. So I'm thankful for that declare and decree, and that's what I love when I say. Back to you, Pastor Jason.
Uh-oh. See, no.
I love it. Pastor Jason.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Lord. You done got a title today. Ooh,
somebody muted the mic.
Mighty
yes.
God. Mighty God.
Okay.
Mighty God.
Pastor Jason. Woo! Oh, that just blessed my spirit. Let the word come from you, my sister. Let the Lord use you. Let me mute my mic.
Pastor Jason. Well,
oh,
Jason, that you get it back for always talking for the FT years, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Dr. Stacey? Get it back. Get it back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jason, continue.
Yeah, I think we need to move on to the next one. Hollywood, Dr. Beaver.
I'm sorry, you said me, Dr. Beaver?
Yes.
Peace and blessings, everyone. If it's a bit noisy, I'm on a train, but I just wanted to chime in real quick. I have a busy schedule today. I'm going to be volunteering some time at the voter registration table for our Juneteenth South Ward Festival in Newark. And then I'm also going to be going to my organization, National Association of Black Social Workers, Jersey chapter, who we're doing a Sankofa with the student chapter for them. So I have a full day. I want to say happy Father's Day to everyone. And I just want to say, Mother Gwen, I see you're in the room. It was a great, great event on Wednesday, that was, I believe, or Thursday. I'm sorry, it was Thursday. So the days are just all coming together. And I just want to testify about being humble and submitting to God, because I did share in our Truck in God's Way room about the matter, and how at first Dr. Smile had advertised and I was all caught in my feelings about it. But then, I said, well, whatever God got for me, because I do my healing room at 8. But I said, no, around 5 something, I just went in. And those who may usually come to my room, if they were going to come, I just invited them to come join me in Mother Gwen's room. And I said, because Mother Gwen was talking about healing, and which is wonderful. And then after listening to all men share, it just reminded me, one, there's more than enough work for all of us. And we need to learn how to join together. And then when I shared that with Mother Gwen, and she said how, for us to collaborate, because she wants, it was a pop-up room, but hers was talking about, for men. Mine is talking about for the helpers, but it's just we all need to heal. But I just thank God for my submission and me getting out of my feelings, because that's how division and pride comes in, and how the enemy will tear us apart instead of trying to work together, because God wants all of us to be change agents. And it's just more than enough work. I just want to say, so I thank you all for this faith, and I'm going to get my mic.
All right, now you didn't get a declaration. I thank you for the testimony, but where the declaration? What you declared and decreeing, Dr. Beaver?
Yes, I will declare and decree, and we also going to destroy. I did say that we're going to destroy those generational ties. We're not going to break them.
Amen.
We're going to destroy them.
That's right. Destroy completely. Mash it up. Okay. All right. Sorry, Jason. Bye.
All right. We got David. David, Mike is yours.
This is too much. Well, good morning, everyone in the room. I am tempted to behave. I'm seemingly, I call you pastor, but I'm going to resist that temptation. person. And to Dr. Stacy, you were just being yourself with that Jamaican stuff. You keep on doing that stuff. So I love it. I love being in the Caribbean space. Now, about the decoration. I am who God says that I am. I got to tell you what, I have been saying that God has been saying to me, I've been resisting. And, you know, got this event group, which is really a ministry and kind of leaning into being a church. I've been resisting that. But this spring, I decree and declare what the enemy has planned for us will come to nothing. It's going to fail because greater is he who is in me, he is in the world. Nothing's going to stop what God has planned. He will establish his plan. It will not, but I'm going to get one messed up here. It's going to happen, y'all. So I decree and declare that spring of 2024, Ignat Group will launch its online pastoral ministry and with a small group present, and it will not falter. My name is David with the Ignat Group, and I rest my mic right there.
Ooh, I love that. It will prosper. Ooh, can you hear me, my brother?
I can hear you, sis.
Okay, all right. I'm in the car now, so there's all, you know, potential for a little situation with the red bar. But, amen, yes, you know, I love hearing these declarations. Are you stirred up, bro? I'm telling you. We shifting the atmosphere. The boy ain't even started. You know she's about to preach. We ain't even start yet. Look, God is doing a new thing. When I tell you about the street, people are looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, Jesus! Look, when you open up your mouth and you start calling, Jesus! Like, you got to call them like, hey. Just like you call your parents, those of you who are parents and have kids, and when they want something, they're relentless.
Yeah.
Relentless. Mommy, daddy. So we got to call on Jesus. We got to be relentless until our declarations come through. So I'm calling daddy.
That's right.
I need my Jesus. But you know, when our brother was just talking about enjoying hearing my Jamaican roots. You know what I just realized the other day in a meeting with my team for Zeta? Not only am I the first Gen X president of our 103-year-old organization, I'm the first West Indian.
What?
Oya 70 to drop some fingers. They had elected the first Gen X, the first West Indian. We're going to have some double, some curry, some stew peas. All right.
West Indies in the house. West Indies in the house.
Yes, Dr. Stacy.
Woo! Lord Jesus, you're ready for me. Pray for me. God, not finished me. I'll pray for me. Lord, have mercy. But I love the joy. Like, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's right.
We haven't had the space open today to start talking about all the different things and challenges that everyone is facing. And that's purposeful. We have to change our focus. The thing you focus on expands. So I had to change my focus from the challenge. Because as soon as you start talking to somebody, your natural inkling is to go into complaint mode.
Right.
Oh, well, I'm afraid God bring me through this. I'm suffering from this challenge, and this is attacking me, and that's going on. Because it's our default mechanism to start just laying out all the different things that are going wrong. But here's the challenge through the declaration. Shift the focus on the God who can do all things but fail, on the God who specializes in the impossible, on the God who cannot fail.
Mm-hmm.
And your joy is what helps you to move, not feeling happy. Happy is fleeting. It's but for a moment. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy in knowing that we have God on our side. It's a big fight.
That's right.
When God is in it, you know you'll be victorious. And that shifts the atmosphere. It shifts your focus. And it elevates your praise. And the praise is what paves the way for the prayers to go up, that every petition that is before the throne of grace, that it will go up, that the angels are working on your behalf, that your faith is fighting for you in the background. So they thought I was crazy, but every year God take me up another level doing this faith for the Lord. Jesus! Every year. So you can't remain the same. You can't remain the same. You have to grow. There's levels to this. So if you're comfortable at your level, then you're not growing. You're not diligently seeking him. Let's go back to the word. Right? So as you grow, your faith gets stronger, and then you can stand boldly against the fiery darts of the enemy, because they're coming, because he's on his job. He's doing his job. His job is rolling to and fro in the bower. Our job to pray without ceasing.
That's right.
To diligently seek God so that what you are declaring, you believe the words that you are declaring will actually come to pass through the revelation of God's word. Okay, you know what? Let me mute. We're women of subordination. She ain't go yet. Let me mute. Hold on. I just picked my phone up. Did Bishop come in the room?
He's in the room on the stage.
I'm in the room. Jesus! Look, it was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and us is the man of God in the room. Oh, suck it now.
Out of control.
Let me mute, because God got me on glass today, honey. I am playing every retarded, crooked foot demon out in these streets, honey. We victorious in Christ. All right. Hi, Bishop. How you doing?
God bless you, Dr. Stacy. God bless you to my brother Jason, to Minister Boyd, to Dr. Ross, to everyone in their respective places. It's good to be back in the Faithpreneur mansion, let me just say that, and just to be able to hear the testimonies that everybody is sharing today. I just want to piggyback on the declaration piece, because we had a motto at our church a couple of years ago that says, I'm going to say it until I see it. All right? I'm going to say it until I see it. And what happened was, one night we were in Bible study, and one of our members asked us to send a prayer for his wife who had a stroke. And when she had this stroke, it was the kind of stroke that would probably take her out. As a matter of fact, the doctors told him to get ready to bury his wife. And this was during the pandemic. Well, we began to pray all across the country. We began to pray. And not only did we begin to pray, but we began to put it out there. KB Strong, her name was Kim, last name was Bain. So we said, hey, KB Strong, because one of the things that when she started mending, you know, because miraculously prayer turned her life around, and we were only supposed to have 10 people in the building. Her husband came to church on the Sunday and said, Bishop, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but, you know, all I've seen is death. But when I walked into the house of God today, I just began to see life over my wife. And, you know, we began to pray. And I said, what do you want us to pray for? He says, well, she's weak. And we said, okay, since she's too weak to say she's strong, we gonna say it until we see it. And we begin to decree and declare, KB Strong, all over Facebook, all over Instagram. We begin to declare that thing, because the Bible says we could decree a thing and it would be established for us. Well, you know, the same doctor that basically told him that his wife was going to leave him was the same doctor that says, you know what, things are turning around in her favor. And she came out of the hospital, went into rehab for about a week and came out walking on her own. So I just wanted to just come in and just share that quick testimony that your words have power. You have dynamite in your dentures. Listen, you have God in your gums, and you have the ability to decree a thing, and it will be established for you. So whatever you're believing God for, I dare you this morning, put your mouth on it. I'm Bishop John, and I'm complete. God bless you, Dr. Stacy. We love you.
You just came in and lit up all on fire again. I love it. I love the testimony. And, you know, someone that I know you work with, that I've been acquainted with here on Clubhouse, is Apostle John Eckhart, who does the whole decrees for declaration. And reading his books and being in his presence, the ministry that God has given him for his 60-plus years, I believe it is, in ministry. I love the power of understanding declarations, and that you put it out there, KBB Strong, and you believe it and speak it till you see it. Look, Bishop, that's why I love you. And I'm going to do something public. I've been speaking with some of the honorees for 2023, and I, you know, normally everyone gets a letter before I announce it and share it, but I'm going to publicly say that, Bishop, you're going to get a call from me later, because you are one of our 2023 Faithpreneur Legacy honorees, if you so choose to accept. So we're doing a public shout out to you, and that is because of your diligence and service to God. It has been on my heart for you to be one of our 2023 honorees. So, you know, I hope you accept. That's like when people do the proposal. Did he say yes? Did she say yes? So I hope you accept, because And I'm just grateful for you and for the way God is using your ministry for so many who need the work that you're doing, especially in the areas of mental health and counseling. And I'm just excited to be able to celebrate you, should you accept.
Oh, wow. You know, I accept, Doc. I ain't turning down nothing this year, but my caller, Dr. Stacey, you really, listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm just honored. I'm flabbergasted. I'm floored. But listen, you know, we mean that thing. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. One of the things I told Daniel when Daniel was praying, Daniel was hindered for 21 days by a stubborn demon. And when the angel came, he said, I heard you the first time you prayed, but I'm here now. And he said, it's for your words that I am now come. All right. So if you don't get anything else together, your finances together, your relationship together, get your words together, because God says, I'm coming for your words. God bless you.
Woo! Bishop, you better preach. You know what? I don't know about y'all. If anybody leave out of their chat room today, not on fire, you better go check your phone.
I want some dynamite for my dentures, honey. I'm going to the store to buy the dynamite for the dentures. The dynamite for the dentures. I'm decreeing you get some dynamite for your dentures, right? Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, Mother Gwen. Mother Gwen, this is a word.
See, Bishop, you talk about the dunamis power in your mouth. See, so dynamite for your dentures on. You need to kind of move on that, honey. Just going right, you know. Some catharsis for your cataract. See, I'm going to have to stop talking. I'm just saying.
You made Uncle Vinny rise up because he didn't get home till about 4 o'clock this morning. He said, did the brother say dynamite in your dentist? Yes, that's a teasing. Make sure you put it on it, man. Put it on. Oh, my goodness. I love it. And I love the joy that's in this room. But I know that Minister Boy didn't share her word yet. I don't know if she is in betwixt and between. But I know she want to share. And then we'll start winding
down. She's in the store getting some dynamite. Just give her a minute. They sold out over here in Los Angeles. So I done called around to the next city. But I'm on the Google now. Those who want to order some dynamite, just back channel me and for your dentist, that's going to help you. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. This is short. I tell you, this was a good one today. And let me pull up. I can't even find a parking. They waiting for me to come inside, but I'm so busy having my own praise party over here.
Declare that parking space.
There you go. Declare that. Somebody get out.
I can't get it. Oh, God, it's going to be a topic.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you. Well, Minister Boy, if she not ready, my brother Jason, I want to just celebrate you again and decree and declare the blessing that God has in store for you in raising your 4 sons. I'm not going to give it all, but there's been folks praying for you. There's things that God has been revealing that he is going to reward you with. And I will let PLC share those things that God has placed on his heart for you by himself when the time permits. But I declare and declare the next level of blessing as a parent that you will reap a bountiful harvest for what you are sowing in to those 4 young kings, and the example that you are to so many, and the doors that God is opening, and the way that he has restored your health, and the partnership that you're able to provide with this doctor that is, I forgot her name, is escaping me right now, but the work that you're doing, the restorative work that you are doing with her, and taking that across the globe is where I see it going. So
amen.
Be encouraged. Woo-wee.
And you know what, sis? Right. Let me tell you what. Yes, I decree and declare. I decree and declare the media book launched during Faithpreneur.
Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we produce in Destiny Designs Universe.
Boom.
Who was that? Flay
to say Flavor Flav. Here go my chair. Face and Fave. I'm going to get me a big face clock. What up?
Yes.
And I'm going to be selling the Dynamite for Dentists after you get your pre-order. Get your pre-order. You can get two for 20 That's the pre-order price. And they're going to go up. The Dynamite for your dentist. So you can absolutely explode the word in your mouth. And this is going to be my thing for bringing to the facepreneur. Dynamite for your dentist. Uh-huh. Decree it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I am grateful that we have this space and place where we can have fun. Like, some people make it so hard to serve Jesus. Like, he sitting with a big, as my pastor used to preach, like he got a big bat in his hand sitting in the corner waiting to knock you upside your head. God is so loving. He's so warm. He has a sense of humor. How do you think we have everything that we have? We are made in his image. People, God hears, sees, and speaks. And knows all things. He loves us in spite of ourselves. He sees our faults. He looks past it. He uses those who have had challenges. Look at all the people in the Bible that had a situation. They were, you know, in all sorts of forms of life, moving in different spaces and places. They weren't all sitting as priests up in the front row. Can we go into a couple of names? I'm not going to name all. But I'm just saying, he sees who you are, and all he wants is your yes. All he wants is for you to serve him in spirit and in truth. He will do the fixing. He will do the changing. He will purge what is not of him and bring you out as pure gold. That when you fellowship and worship God, it's not a burden. It's a joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Even more strength to everybody who came in this room today that shares the replay, that's on the conference line, that is participating in this family. I praise God for each and every one of you, and just continue to be encouraged as you go through the day, because I'm calling down the prayers that have been stored up for me. See, I didn't understand the power. Like, the prayers are efficacious. They continue. Like, because someone transitions and they're no longer in the physical form, the prayers that they set up for you, they still working. They still up there. God is still answering. So for those of you who have loved ones that are now angels that are looking down from above, call down some of them prayers that they done stored up in the storehouse for you. Pull down and say, hey, Jesus, hello. I'm calling this one down. I'm calling that one down because I know that you are still answering prayers. I know that you still sit high and look low and see all things. So I declare and decree my victory on the stored up prayers, not even just the recent ones, the ones that came from my mother, my grandmother, my mother's mother's mother, mother, all of that, that is coming together to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Run. It's a good thing I'm near a park. I don't got my sneakers on, so I can't run right now. My brother, where is the boy? She ready?
Hey, cuz, you ready?
Good morning. God bless everyone. I'm so glad to hear all of your voices and see all of your pretty avatars in the house, giving honor to Dr. Stacy. God bless you. And Pastor Jason, mighty God.
Oh,
Pastor Jason. Did y'all hear my bishop? That was my
Pastor Jason, you know I heard it.
Did y'all hear my bishop? That's my bishop, y'all. Bishop Sean Lewis. Congratulations. Congratulations. We honor you, man of God, and honor all those in their rightful places. I'm just decreeing and declaring on this day that the Lord has made, that we are glad and rejoicing in it. Supernatural healing. Can I just get an amen for the supernatural healing? I decree and declare it.
Amen.
Any area of your life, I'm praying for supernatural healing, as is written in 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I pray above all that you be in good health, even as your soul prosper. And so I pray that, and I declare that, because that's covering every aspect of your life. And so I'm praying for the supernatural to happen in Jesus' name. And as you said earlier, for Hebrews 11 and 6, you know, without faith. You know, we got to put legs on our faith. And so let your faith do the talking. How about that? Let your faith do the walking. How about that? Faith without works is dead. And so I declare it and decree it in Jesus' matchless name. And the people of God, open up their mics and touch and agree, because there's power when we begin to touch and agree. Come on in. I feel something.
Amen.
When we touch and agree, the power is numbers.
Amen.
So I'm touching and agreeing with all of you on today.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are touching and agreeing. I hear the conference line coming on in. They opened up their mic too. I think I hear pitter-patter feet over there. Yes, indeed, D. Terrell, I hear you over there. And we are declaring and decreeing that healing victory along with Minister Boyd. But go ahead, D. Terrell. We hear you coming in. She's like, don't forget the conference line. We still over here. We still out here listening. So go on and tell us where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what you're decreeing today.
I am happy that I can jump up and down and be happy. And you said one of my favorite scriptures, Nehemiah 8:10, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I have a little song about that, too. And I'm just happy to be back on the line. As people say, I'm glad to be in the number one more time. Oh, my goodness. I have missed you guys. And I'm glad about all. First of all, I'm happy. Oh, wait. Until the dude in this order. So my name is Deetra F. Tellis, also known as Billionaire is Happy, and I am happy and grateful to be here for so many things. I'm happy and grateful for life, health, and strength, that I have all of my faculties working and that they're getting better and better every day. I'm happy and grateful for my sugar lump husband, sugar lump daughter, and that we're going to be having a great Father's Day celebration on tomorrow, and that we're having family and friends come, and so we get to party. And I'm happy and grateful that I can get to share with you guys some more things that I learned about the brain and what it likes and how we can, in times of anxiety and just frustration, how we can get our nervous system back on track within 60 seconds. Like, is that amazing or what? And so one of the first things that you do, because the brain likes order and it likes rhythm and timing. And so doing a simple thing as snapping your finger on your left hand, and then right after that, snapping in on the right hand, what you're doing is using bilateral stimulation, and you're working both your left hemisphere, or the left part of your brain, and the right part of your brain at the same time. And so it's giving your brain something to focus on other than that problem or whatever it is that's worrying you or has you all rattled. And then what doing this does is that it calms down your brain and your nervous system by just focusing on that rhythm. And I was laughing about it because I said, this is why us, I'm trying to think of a name to call us, but us people of the that have a lot of melanin, we love to party. And we would party. I remember growing up, whenever we would just get down, we would turn on the music and just start partying and dancing and having a good time. And I'm like, who would think that we did all these things naturally, but those things were helping us. Doing them, we were using our body to be able to cope with struggles and strifes and problems and stuff. And then when you combine that with the word of God and with prayer and with what we're just talking about now, declaring and decreeing, so you put on your praise and worship music and you still dance around and move your body and synchronize your brain. Oh my goodness, is that fire or what? So I'm happy and grateful to be able to share that with you. Of course, claro que sí. Of course, Dr. Stacy, I am happy and grateful for you and that you started this movement and all of my wonderful, amazing, fantastic, and phenomenal and magnificent friends that are on this line. Yay! Yes, I am happy about all of that. Thank you, Dr. Stacy, for allowing me to speak.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.